न कर्मणामनारम्भान् नैष्कर्म्यं पुरुषोऽश्नुते न च संन्यसनादेव सिद्धिं समधिगच्छति। हर कृष्णा इन भगवद गीता 3.4 इज आंसरिंग अर्जुनस क्वेश्चन आस्क्ड इन 3.1 एंड 2 अबाउट व्हाट इज द बेस्ट कोर्स ऑफ एक्शन फॉर हिम। इन द प्रीवियस वर्स इट वाज स्टेटेड दैट एक्चुअली द देयर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ टू वे लेवल्स दिस कर्म योगा एंड दिस ज्ञान योगा टू पार्ट्स। And now Krishna is telling here that the externals don't automatically lead to internal. We can't equate the external with the essential. So, na karmanam anarambhan. So, na karmanam, not doing karma, anarambha, not endeavoring to do one's karma, one's duty. Naishkarmyam purushoshnute. That is not going to let a person enjoy ashnute, to get or attain or enjoy purusha. What? Naishkarmya. Now, naishkarmya is a state of freedom from karmic bondage. And naishkarmya comes because one recognizes that I am, or naishkarmya essentially means that one is not getting karmic reactions. So Krishna is telling, inaction is not the formula for freedom from reaction. We'll discuss this. Let's look at the second part first. Nacha sanyasana deva. And similarly, taking sannyas, siddhim samadhi gacchati. That does not lead to attainment of siddhi, perfection. So, the externals, whether it is stopping an action or whether it is taking sannyas, they don't lead to the internal naishkarmya or some siddhi, perfection or liberation. Now, it is understood in a spiritual culture, in a spiritually informed culture, philosophically aware culture, that whatever action we do, that brings reactions. And those reactions, in order to endure that, we have to take birth again, and in that way karma leads to karma bandhana. So now action leads to bondage. So then one may think, okay, then if I want to, action leads to entanglement, so if I do inaction, if I give up action, then that will lead to disentanglement. But will it? That is what is being questioned over here. Krishna says, it's not necessary that inaction will lead to freedom from reaction. Why? Because sometimes inaction can also be a culpable action. Culpable means blameworthy. For example, if a doctor sees a patient suffering, dying, and the doctor knows and has the medicine to save the patient, doctor doesn't save the patient, then the doctor may say, I have not done anything. I did not kill the patient. No, the doctor may not have given his poison to kill the patient. But inaction is also action, culpable action, because that is a crime by negligence, as it is said. So, when the doctor had the power to save the patient, doctor didn't say, that's culpable. So inaction can also lead to reaction. If one has the power and the ability to do some right action and doesn't do it. And many other examples can be given. If a police don't protect the citizens when they are in a position to, that is also blameworthy. So Krishna makes a general principle that just because action leads to bondage doesn't mean inaction will lead to non-bondage. It is. And similarly, renunciation alone doesn't lead to liberation. So, or rather, accepting the renounced order. That sannyas doesn't lead to siddhi, the perfection of liberation. Why? because sannyas is an ashram, and accepting an ashram is an external that we take up so that it facilitates the further development of the internal. We surely need to have some level of internal. So for a person to take sannyas, some substantial level of renunciation has to be there. But then sannyas also helps one to develop the renunciation further. And then when one is totally renounced, then one may become liberated. So there are many aphoristic statements in Sanskrit also, which are not necessarily correct, but which are thought to be correct. So it is sometimes said, Dandagrahan Matrena Naro Narayano Bhavet. That just as soon as a person takes sannyas, Dandagrahan Matrena. So one acquires danda and thereby Naro Narayana Bhavet. The jiva merges into the absolute truth and therefore Nara becomes Narayana. Now this may sound dramatic in terms of visual, just take a danda and you will become Narayana. But in terms of visual imagery, but it is far from the philosophical truth. The philosophical truth, first of all, is that Nara will never become Narayana because we are Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutaha Sanatanaha. We are eternally the parts of Krishna, Sanatanaha. And further, we will not become Narayana. Further, actually, leave alone becoming Narayana, because we are always his parts eternally. That's how we'll stay. But we will not even become liberated just by taking the renounced order. Why? Because what causes bondage is our attachment. And just taking to the renounced order is no guarantee of freedom from bondage. So if one wants freedom from bondage, for that one has to actually become free from attachment. And the externals are the aid to the internals, and the internals are what guarantee the eternal. So there is the external, the internal, and the eternal. The eternal is what is desired by any spiritual seeker. When we understand I am not the body, I am the soul, then we will naturally want to live at the level of the soul. That is, we will want to live eternally because the soul is eternal. Live life at an eternal level, relishing eternal happiness. But now there are certain actions, certain religious practices that can be done to progress towards the eternal. And these practices may be external. Maybe they may be having a very visually, very visible external component. So let's say somebody stopping action, somebody takes maunavrata, somebody stops, somebody wears saffron clothes. These are very visible actions. But these externals don't immediately lead to the internal, and they don't necessarily mean that one has attained the eternal. So Krishna is saying, don't assume that the jnana marga will automatically lead to liberation or of perfection for you. It is not that just by acquiring the externals of the jnana marga's position, jnana marga's position, I become giving up action and taking to the renounced order, one attains liberation. One has to develop the internal substance. And there is a process that is recommended for developing the internal substance. And that process will vary depending on the level of the individual seeker. So for some people, the renounced order may be suitable. For others, the being engaged in the world, being a householder may be suitable. So don't assume by a simplistic formula that the jnana marga is higher, but understand your adhikar, understand your level, and then choose the right path. And the future verses, Krishna will analyze and reason for Arjuna how the path of karma yoga is the best for him. Thank you.